There was a Sadiq who lived in Yerushalayim. And his son had a very bad mahala. And Shabbat it got very worse. His fever went to 105 degrees, 106. That's sakanat nefashot. So he ran down the block. There was a secular Jew who was a very good doctor. He knocked on the door. He said, "Doctor, please, my son is very ill. Please come to the house." He said, "I come to a lot of houses. They never pay me anything. I'm not doing anything until I get a check. I need to get paid." The guy goes, "Shabbat, I'm going to pay you on Shabbat." "Shabbat, no Shabbat. I'm coming to the house." He came to the house. He said, "I'll heal your son. I have the right medicines. I'll do it. 500 shekelim. 500 shekel." He looks around the house. The guy doesn't have a dollar. 500 shekel, but the guy had a checkbook. So now the Chacham is thinking, "Okay, no problem. There'll be money in this account. I'm going to give you a check." But how do you write a check on Shabbat? Kotev is one of the melacha d'oraita. Writing is a melacha from the Torah. How do I write? But what's the halacha if somebody's sakana? You let it write. You let it call atzala. If this is the only way I'm going to get this guy to heal my kid, I'm going to let it write. How much? 500. Now, how do you write 500 in Hebrew? Chamesh me'ot. He didn't want to write two words, so he wrote elef. Elef is only one word. Elef means 1,000. He wrote the doctor elef shekel. The doctor said, "Hey, why are you giving me elef?" He said, "If I write chamesh me'ot, I get two from the Torah. I'm allowed to write, but you have to know when you're breaking Shabbat, you take the least possible. You don't just break completely." When my wife was giving birth to one of my daughters, Friday night, 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, "Could you wait till the morning, please?" You know, she's like, no, it's contractions, we gotta go. So I had to pick up a phone and call a doctor. Okay, be the stand, I had to call a taxi. Why not? I could drive. No. If you could take a taxi, let the goy take you, why should you drive? Now, if there's nobody else and there's nobody coming, I'm allowed to get into a car, second life for short. But getting into a car is melacha d'oraita. Having a non-Jew take you is only the Rabbanan to tell a non-Jew. It's not from the Torah. So the rule is hakal, hakal tchila. In halacha, the word kal means what? Lighter. Always do the lighter one. One rabbi showed us how to have the doctor on speed dial. Watch it, you dial 7 numbers. Back then, we used to have the house phone. Remember house phones with the wire? Remember with the wire? So, one of the new things that came out, no, after rotary. I grew up after rotary. But the newest thing was called redial. We're like, what? Touchtone. Wow, touchtone. Yeah, redial. So, you put the number in before Shabbat, and you touch it. Boom. Instead of dialing 7 numbers, 732, you dial one number. That's called hakal. Have the money prepared, have everything prepared for Shabbat, so you don't have to break Shabbat. That's how serious Shabbat is. So the Sadiq said, "If I have to write a check, why should I write chamesh me'ot? I'm going to write elef." The doctor never understood what? You really believe you're willing to give extra 1,000 after Shabbat. He came with 500 shekel change. He knocked on the Sadiq's door. He said, "How's your son doing? Good? I'm impressed, Rabbi. This I never saw, that you're willing to really put your money where your mouth is. You don't even have money. Because of Shabbat, teach me about Shabbat." He was a Chiloni Jew. He wasn't religious. And he became a chavuta with the rabbi every week. They would learn. Until the man became full Baal Teshuvah. From one gesture of Mesirut Nefesh. Mesirut Nefesh means I go all in with Hashem. That's Bitachon. Bitachon means that I know Hashem's in charge and He's going to take care of me and not let me down for things that I'm doing His will.